Practice test. Listening. Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about an adventure competition they took part in. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason why each speaker chose to take part in the competition. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker enjoyed most about taking part in the competition. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
This competition was a multi-sport race, running, kayaking, swimming and cycling in some of Australia's most spectacular places. I'd wanted to do something similar for a while. Although I'm very fit, I wanted a challenge, though I wasn't sure what. This wasn't on my radar initially, though I subsequently looked it up on the website when a friend mentioned it in passing. The beautiful pictures got me hooked. It wasn't all easy, especially as I'm not a strong swimmer, and the water there's famous for sharks and riptides. Pretty scary and certainly challenging. The upside was the people, who I'll stay in touch with for a long time to come.
Speaker 2.
I've always been scared of heights. Though I've never chosen to confront it head on, I haven't felt the need. When I got the chance to go climbing in the Dolomites, it seemed like something too good to miss. At least that's what my friend said. The system of paths, cables and ladders in this place gave novice climbers like me the chance to get to the top of some of the peaks, and it was good being part of a group, even though there was a prize for the fastest climber. Unexpectedly, I revelled in honing the technique of climbing, and I want to progress with that. A bit of a surprise, really.
Speaker 3.
I took part in a car rally across the desert. Madness, you might say. We raced across the red sands at high speeds in searing heat. I actually lost a lot of weight, which hadn't been my intention. It was frightening at times, but I found an inner determination I didn't know was there. I'm never happier than mucking around with engines. I've done that in my spare time all my life and collected old cars, so that was probably why I agreed. Oh, and I suppose the reward, though that didn't lead anywhere. Shame we came 24th.
Speaker 4.
I cycle to work every day, mostly because it keeps me fit, though I do enjoy it. I went in for this 24-hour bike race in America. It was in a beautiful desert region that to describe as tough would be an understatement, and I have no real idea how I got involved, other than the attraction of the idea that the winner got a large check, which was most appealing. Sleep deprivation was the main difficulty, and there were some highly technical and scary ascents and descents which I hadn't fully realised, so I dismounted for the parts where I lost my nerve. I actually found that a salutary life lesson.
Speaker 5.
My mate had this small light plane and offered me the chance to learn to fly it, for a financial investment, of course. I decided something was missing in my life, that it was too run-of-the-mill, and others seemed to have so much more. I opted in, even though I was scared of heights, and at first this was an issue. I soon got used to it, and we competed in this long-distance flying race. We didn't win, but one thing I had to do was become proficient in weather forecasting. It's fascinating and has opened up a whole new aspect of life.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
This competition was a multi-sport race, running, kayaking, swimming and cycling in some of Australia's most spectacular places. I'd wanted to do something similar for a while. Although I'm very fit, I wanted a challenge, though I wasn't sure what. This wasn't on my radar initially, though I subsequently looked it up on the website when a friend mentioned it in passing. The beautiful pictures got me hooked. It wasn't all easy, especially as I'm not a strong swimmer, and the water there's famous for sharks and riptides. Pretty scary and certainly challenging. The upside was the people, who I'll stay in touch with for a long time to come.
Speaker 2.
I've always been scared of heights, though I've never chosen to confront it head on. I haven't felt the need. When I got the chance to go climbing in the Dolomites, it seemed like something too good to miss. At least that's what my friend said. The system of paths, cables, and ladders in this place gave novice climbers like me the chance to get to the top of some of the peaks, and it was good being part of a group, even though there was a prize for the fastest climber. Unexpectedly, I reveled in honing the technique of climbing, and I want to progress with that. A bit of a surprise, really.
Speaker 3.
I took part in a car rally across the desert. Madness, you might say. We raced across the red sands at high speeds in searing heat. I actually lost a lot of weight, which hadn't been my intention. It was frightening at times, but I found an inner determination I didn't know was there. I'm never happier than mucking around with engines. I've done that in my spare time all my life and collected old cars, so that was probably why I agreed. Oh, and I suppose the reward, though that didn't lead anywhere. Shame we came 24th.
Speaker 4.
I cycle to work every day, mostly because it keeps me fit, though I do enjoy it. I went in for this 24-hour bike race in America. It was in a beautiful desert region that to describe as tough would be an understatement, and I have no real idea how I got involved, other than the attraction of the idea that the winner got a large check, which was most appealing. Sleep deprivation was the main difficulty, and there were some highly technical and scary ascents and descents which I hadn't fully realised, so I dismounted for the parts where I lost my nerve. I actually found that a salutary life lesson.
Speaker 5.
My mate had this small light plane and offered me the chance to learn to fly it, for a financial investment, of course. I decided something was missing in my life, that it was too run-of-the-mill, and others seemed to have so much more. I opted in, even though I was scared of heights, and at first this was an issue. I soon got used to it, and we competed in this long-distance flying race. We didn't win, but one thing I had to do was become proficient in weather forecasting. It's fascinating, and has opened up a whole new aspect of life.
That's the end of part four.